Petersburg's assembly voted to accept the funding June 1st after Congress passed the first federal aid bill in the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic. The borough's finance director, Jody Tao, explains there were challenges in deciding how and when to spend it.
We weren't sure if we were going to have an outbreak. There were a lot of expenses to prepare for that, things like building temporary shelter up at the gym in case there was hospital overflow and that was needed, more beds were needed. We just didn't know. And so that was a challenge that we faced. We didn't want to spend it too quickly and then need it later, but we didn't want to have any remaining at the deadline of December 31st.
Congress ended up extending the deadline another year, but Petersburg had spent its money by the time that allowance was made. A big bulk of the CARES funding locally, over one-third or nearly $1.4 million, went to payroll reimbursement for public safety and first responder salaries in the borough, along with janitorial work and to pay for the Emergency Operations Center. The borough used the money to cover police officer, dispatcher, and fire department payroll from mid-March through November. That means about $1 million surplus in the borough's general fund that would normally have covered those costs. Tao says that may help with future unforeseen budget gaps.
If we don't get any more funding from the federal government or the state, you know, we have that buffer to sit on or to use for an emergency if perhaps the hospital or school needs it, or if we need it, or, you know, other things such as the state's budget to the boroughs. And if they cut our budget again this year, we could use it for that as well.
Just over 19% of the borough's payment went to the school district for hiring additional staff, the summer food program, cleaning, and other supplies. And nearly one-third of it went out in grants and credits to businesses, nonprofits, child care providers, and families. The borough started several programs for local aid. One paid out 63 grants for local businesses that could demonstrate a revenue loss from the pandemic. Those grants totaled just over $500,000, and the average award was around $8,000. The borough's community and economic development director, Liz Cabrera, helped put the aid programs together.
I think on the business side, we were able to target the businesses that really were in need, you know, that had suffered significant revenue losses. So I was pretty happy with the way that program moved out. I was a little bit surprised on the utility subsidy that we didn't have more applicants for that program.
The Borough Assembly had allocated $500,000 of the CARES Act money for a $500 utility account credit. In the end, the borough awarded less than half of that to local utility customers. Other successful payouts were for child care assistance. Some of that went to child care providers, but there were also between 55 and 60 families receiving subsidies for that service the last 4 months of 2020. December saw the highest participation in that program, with payments made for 61 children to attend care. The borough also paid out grants to local nonprofits. Cabrera says the borough asked businesses and nonprofits to report back on how they spent the money.
One of the main things that these organizations or entities spent funding on was payroll. And so when we added it all up, and I haven't gotten reports from everyone, but just the ones I've had, it's about 43 months worth of payroll across the borough and over 25 months in rental and mortgage payments that people use these grant funds to cover those costs, 56 months in utility payments for businesses and nonprofits. So, you know, the money that we gave out, actually, a lot of it went just to cover employee costs and went, you know, right back into the community, or just to cover some of the basic payments for a business to keep operating.
9% went to other equipment and supplies, like two portable public restroom trailers, a COVID testing tent for the airport, and emergency medical equipment. Other items purchased include a new audio system for the borough assembly chambers, body cameras for the police force, and equipment for the jail visitation room. Some of the CARES Act money went to COVID testing for the local workforce in seafood processing. Funding also went to pay sick leave costs and remote work expenses, communications, and a subsidy for business advertising, and $25,000 paid for telehealth equipment at the Petersburg Medical Center. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.